From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Many Chileans are scrambling to reach higher ground on the orders of their new president, Sebastián Piñera, who was just sworn in today. The South American country was rocked by more aftershocks today, among the strongest since the 8.8 magnitude quake struck last month. NPR's Juan Forero says authorities quickly triggered an alert.
Emergency officials issued a tsunami warning across a long stretch of coastline. They did not have proof that there were tsunami waves on the way, but they felt that the jolts could cause a tsunami. So at this moment, a lot of Chileans are heading for the hills.
NPR's Juan Ferreira reporting. The U.S.'s trade deficit improved 6.6% in February, a better performance than economists had expected. NPR's John Itzty has details.
A fall in oil imports to their lowest level since February of 1999 helped narrow the trade gap to $37.3 billion. But while the deficit shrank because of lower imports, U.S. exports also declined last month. That could be a sign that the global economy is not picking up as fast as had been hoped, which could limit U.S. growth in the coming months. In a speech at the Export-Import Bank in Washington, President Obama said, "At a time when millions of Americans are out of work, boosting exports is a short-term imperative." The president also called on China to move to a market-oriented exchange rate, which would make its exports more expensive. The U.S. wants to export more and have China curb its export growth. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
A company that monitors home foreclosure activity says the pace of foreclosure dropped last month from January. But RealtyTrack spokesman Rick Sharga says the numbers are still very troubling.
The fact that we're looking at over 300,000 households getting a foreclosure notice as being something of a relief suggests that we're perhaps getting a little bit numb to the level of activity we're really looking at.
Sharga says there could be more than 3 million foreclosures this year, and he predicts the job market will have to improve before the situation gets much better. The government is posting a slight drop in new unemployment claims today, 462,000, and this helps gauge the pace of layoffs across the U.S. However, if you smooth out volatility through a four-week average, Labor Department finds applications for jobless insurance actually rose to about 479,000. Last check, the unemployment rate stood at 9.7%, holding steady. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 7 points at 10,560. The NASDAQ Composite Index down about 3 points at 2,355. From Washington, this is NPR News. Preliminary results from Iraq's national election show that Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is ahead in two of the provinces in his country's largely Shiite southern region. NPR's Nishant Dahiya has more from Baghdad.
The early results are not surprising. Maliki's coalition was expected to do well in the Shiite south of the country. His main rival, Ayad Alawi, is coming in third behind a religious Shia coalition. Alawi, a former prime minister, is expected to do well in the west and north of the country, which is largely Sunni. 4 days after the election, only about a third of the votes have been counted. It is expected to take another 4 to 5 days to finish the counting, and final certified results might not be available for weeks. Political parties are already disputing some of the results, alleging fraud in the conduct of the elections, the counting process, and the length of time it is taking to release the results. Nishant Dahiya, NPR News, Baghdad.
Prime Minister Maliki has undergone surgery, but aides aren't saying for what. According to a statement released by Maliki's office, the Iraqi leader had an operation yesterday at the country's largest hospital. Vice President Joe Biden is appealing to Israel and the Palestinians to start peace talks without delay. On this final day in the region, Biden told a crowd at Tel Aviv University that the conflict could drag on for eternity if neither side makes concessions. But new tensions during the vice president's three-day trip underscores just how big a challenge the U.S. faces. Israel announced it would expand settlements in East Jerusalem, a move the White House strongly opposes as a detriment to peace with the Palestinians. The announcement during Biden's visit was also widely seen as a slap in the face. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.